This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Inland Caregiver Resource Center offers free services to seniors and family caregivers in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, offering in-home care, home repairs and maintenance, as well as education and support groups. Here to tell us more is Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Darlene, start by telling us, what is Inland Caregiver Resource Center and how long have you been around?
Well, you pretty much nailed it in the introduction, but we are a nonprofit agency. And we do offer free services to family caregivers and seniors in San Bernardino and Riverside County. And the one thing that people think is they're free, so it must be for low income, and that's not the case. We are funded through grants, and so we have the grant money and we need to spend it. So it is for anyone who is a caregiver or a care receiver in either Riverside or San Bernardino County.
And tell us about the population you serve.
There's basically three populations that we serve. As I mentioned, we mainly focus on the family caregiver because the person who's receiving the care, there are so many programs out there for people with dementia, like the Alzheimer's Association and things like that. But the family caregiver, I think, really gets overlooked. So the main population we serve is a family caregiver, so an unpaid. It's a family caregiver or friend, anybody who's not being paid to care for someone. And then the second population is the senior themselves, and that's primarily in San Bernardino County. If you've ever worked with grants, you know how specific they are. So the funding we get from San Bernardino County mostly goes to the senior themselves, anybody 60 and older who lives in San Bernardino County. And then we do have one grant that is for a third population, and this is an age group that's very overlooked. And the grant is specifically for anyone who incurred a brain impairment over the age of 18. So they had to be 18 or older to incur the brain impairment, and that could be Huntington's disease, early onset Alzheimer's. I get a lot of calls from people that are caring for someone 40 or 50 years old who have Alzheimer's. And so under the other grants that start at 60, they wouldn't be covered, but under this one, they would. It would also cover someone with a traumatic brain injury or a Huntington's disease and things like that. So three main groups.
And what types of services do you provide?
Well, as I said, we mainly focus on the family caregiver. Most of the time, when people call in, they need a break from caregiving. So we contract with licensed and bonded in-home care companies, and then we pay the care company to provide the care for our clients. And we have about 3,000 clients, so it's a lot. So it's not going to be long-term ongoing, but it will be some hours. Also, we offer some other things like workshops and support groups. And even if they're going to those on Zoom rather than in person, we would still provide a caregiver for them while they're in the meeting. And that is over and above the other hours that we would provide. So the other services would be, and one of my jobs at Inland Caregiver Resource Center is to provide 10 educational workshops a month for anybody. These are open to the public, so anybody can attend these. And I try to make them interesting. You know, I have doctors that come in and speak. The Alzheimer's Association speaks every month. Independence at Home is a nonprofit organization. Also, we have someone from there that comes and talks every month. So we have lots of different speakers that come in, and they're all topics that will help the family caregiver to be able to do their job better and understand the diseases and things like that. Also, we have 11 family caregiver support group meetings. Now, all these, the support group meetings and the workshops are all on Zoom right now. Since COVID, our clients aren't ready to go back in person. And I can understand, you know, being a family caregiver, it's hard to leave your loved one and go do something in person. But the 10 workshops, the support groups, once someone calls in to become a client, they will be assigned to one of our social workers. And then that will be their contact person whenever they need anything. So that makes it really easy for everybody. And there's just, they just have a conversation. And then depending on what the social worker thinks, that will determine what services they receive.
I'm speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. What areas do you cover?
We cover San Bernardino and Riverside County, but there are 11 family caregiver resource centers throughout California. So if someone, all the way up to San Francisco. So we each work as a separate entity, but we do share our information with each other. Recently, I had a workshop where there was someone from San Francisco in the workshop. And some good things came out of COVID, because even people who provide services in this area, like elder law attorneys and finance people, they can still take clients all the way, you know, all through California, thanks to Zoom, you know. So it's really interesting to see where everybody comes from.
What collaborations do you have in the Inland Empire?
That's a good question, because obviously we can't offer everything that people might need, but we do collaborate with the Riverside and San Bernardino County Offices on Aging. And I had mentioned Independence at Home earlier. They're an entity of SCAN, and they offer some services that we don't. So we collaborate with them. And we work with a couple of people who are experts in placement, because at some point, some of our caregivers just are ready for that stage. So whatever our clients need, if we can't provide it, we either collaborate with somebody who does, or we can refer them to someone.
You mentioned that there are other caregiver resource centers in California. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that we are all connected. Our office was actually the very first one that started in 1985. So we're in 2025, we'll be celebrating our 40th year. But since then, there have been 10 other caregiver resource centers that have opened. There's one in LA and all the way up through California. But we each operate separately. But as I mentioned, there is a statewide newsletter that comes out, and it lists like all of our workshops and support groups, and the other people do the same thing at the other locations.
How would someone access your services?
All they have to do is call 800-675-6694. And even all through COVID, we had people in the office. Most of us are working from home now, but there's always someone in the office if they just want to walk in the office, which is in Colton, and they just give the information. And then we turn that over to an intake specialist who will ask them a few more questions, and then they'll be assigned to a social worker.
Do you have any special events coming up?
Actually, we do. On November 20th, we are going to have a virtual conference. November is National Caregiver Month, so we are going to provide 4 conferences during the month of November, and the 20th is virtual, so anybody can attend.
I've been speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. Anything else you think we should know?
I just want people to know that we're around, because even though we've been around for 40 years, a lot of people still don't know about us. They still think that it's based on income, which it is not. We receive grant money, and we have to spend that money. So if you need some help, give us a call.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for taking care of the people who are taking care of our loved ones.
Thank you for having me.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.